Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know what to do here.
What do you mean?
Because there's a story about Taylor Swift and Tiak just weirdly brought it up. And then Erica goes, I've been thinking about this all day. The idea that you are such a Swiftie.
Such.
That
it has shaped my life.
Dude, the day she gets married, how, in what way does that
should we take bets? Is Erica going to cry?
During this amount of radio or during the wedding itself?
During, Taylor's wedding.
They're not going to broadcast
it. Yeah, I'm not going to
But we're going to see pictures and like, do you think
she's going to look so beautiful.
Exactly.
I don't think I'll cry. I only cry at weird things.
Why don't you walk us through why this has consumed your day?
That would be kind of weird.
So I thought, you're so right.
That's why I think she's gonna cry.
Not thinking that was weird is weird.
Just roll, time out real quick. You love basketball, Tiak. Mm-hmm. You were obsessed with Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
You wear Jordan shoes almost exclusively.
Yes.
Does any of this translate? Did you cry the day he retired? Like, did you lose your mind the day he, like,
No, I don't think so. I have gotten emotional at basketball games before. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, do not take this as, like, a confirmation of, like, how...
But no, not really.
Okay, so...
To be clear, we're not discussing Taylor Swift retiring. That would be means for tears.
What we are discussing is the story is she booted somebody out of a wedding venue because she wants the date.
Yes, the story is she has... I'm on the fence of if this is true or not. But the story is her wedding date is out there. We know where she's getting married. This was circulating TikTok 4 months... Or not months ago. They weren't even engaged yet. A couple months ago.
Okay.
And that she bought out a woman from her wedding date. Sorry, a couple. And wanted
Telling.
To get married.
Freud called.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just the woman's day. Here's the thing.
But you did say she would look beautiful. What about Travis?
He'll look hot too. I got a text this morning from my sister in a group text with my other sister and my mom. And it said, Erica, are you sad you're not getting married the same day as Taylor Swift? And I immediately responded in all caps and said, what do you mean? Is the date out? What are you talking about? And also, huh?
You know, for being a Swiftie, you didn't know she was engaged. I broke the news to you on that.
No.
Your sibling broke the news on the date.
Oh, wait. What are you talking about? Oh, I was in the shower when the news broke of her engagement. So how could I have seen it?
I don't know. Apparently, you should, as a Swiftie, you should have walked in with a Swiftie feed. Like.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, I hadn't seen the story about the date. I know what she asked. Are you excited you're getting married 2 weeks apart? That's what she asked. And I was like, wow, up until this moment, I hadn't thought much about the 13th. Why am I not getting married on the 13th? It's a Saturday. What am I doing? What am I doing?
Yeah.
So that's what's been consuming me. Yeah. And like, why didn't I have that conversation at any point? Do you want to know something horrifying?
I have lots of thoughts on this, but yeah, what?
I think around when Dane and I got serious, I looked at the calendar and I saw that 13th was a Saturday. What am I doing? Why didn't I? What
just,
happened?
When it, you just slipped your mind when it came
I think
time
so,
to.
So, and we were like, oh, weather would be nicer like later.
Would you want to share a wedding anniversary with Taylor, or would you rather not?
It would be like the ultimate Swiftie move. Like there are such a few number of Swifties who could say that. But that being said, I also wouldn't want people to think I was weird.
Oh, it's far too late for that. But everything
like,
you've done.
I would
done.
Never want people to be like, oh, and she planned it because, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's kind of like I was a big Michael Jordan fan, as you said, but I never wore number 23 because that became such a clear, everyone wants to wear number 23. Yeah. The best player on every team wears 23. And I just never did it because it felt too, I don't know, on the nose or something. Yeah.
Can you answer me a question about number 23?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
His older brother was number 45 and he wanted to be half as good as him. So that's 22 and a half, 23. That's why he came back to 45. When he came back, he wore his brother's number, wore 45 playing baseball. And he wore number 9 in the Olympics because 4 + 5 = 9.
That's really cute.
That's really cute. And it's why I love Michael Jordan, because he had some motivation about other people and looking up to other people to get his number.
Don't be
Taylor is so effing obsessed with herself. I'm sorry, what's her birthday?
December 13th.
Oh, is it?
1989.
So 13?
Mm-hmm.
So 13 is her
birthday.
But
it's just become part of her brand. It's her whole thing, and she feels lucky on that day.
She made it her brand. But it's like, I was born on March 28th. So like, am I walking around going, hey, we got to have jerseys, got to have 28 on them. Like, no.
You're not Taylor Swift.
I'm pretty close, though.
Mm. And also, you're talking about someone self-obsessed?
Stop looking at the logo. I didn't name the show the Slacker Show. I didn't name it that.
Okay.
The world named it that.
Sure.
Okay. Don't you think, come on. Can you, I asked you this when the album came out. Are you able to, if the album had downright sucked, could you go, this is not good?
I think so.
Would you be able to admit that Taylor's pretty obsessed with herself?
I don't think she is, though.
I think she is, but also at that level, you kind of have to be.
She's constantly has to be worried about her safety. This, I'm actually concerned about her safety. If her venue and date is out there, they're
I'm
effed.
Very surprised that it is.
Yeah. They're donezo funzo. It's over.
It's a
Wrap
decoy.
It up.
Maybe they're going to be up in Estes.
The Slacker Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.